And welcome to Margie.LA. I'm here in the studio at Kaechung Radio, kaechungradio.org, on a Friday night. And it is, what is the date? I don't know. I think it's the 22nd of February. And I'm just going to step out for a minute and check and make sure the audio levels are good because, you know, there's a delay on the stream from the live talk to the stream. So hang in with me for a minute and I'll be right back with the show. Maybe you heard me yell, sit, stop. I'm here with Juki in the studio, my miniature poodle. And on my way to check the audio levels, I kicked over a thermos of tea. Okay, Juki is, hold on, he wants to sit on my lap. Okay, come on. All right, I gotcha. Okay. There's Juki. Yeah, well, I don't know if this is going to work with a dog sitting on my lap. He likes to sit on my lap when I'm sitting in a chair. Oh, now he's licking my face. Usually when Juki comes to Kaechung, there's pizza and there's other people during our meetings. Oi! All right, sit down. The next DJ after comes in with a... Sometimes he comes in with a little dog, too. Okay, so now he's sitting on the back of my chair next to the turntable. So let me... So I think we only have, like, a... maybe a half hour tonight because I got here late. And I wasn't here last month because I was in New York. There's a lot to talk about. I didn't bring any notes. Juki's freaking out. I lick your underarms when you are sweaty. Okay, we got rid of that song. So I went to art fairs last week. I was going to make a report for Kaechung News, but I didn't do it, so I'm going to make it for Kaechung Radio. Kaechung News is a project that we have where people can go out in the field and make recordings or that are news, whatever, however they define news, whatever they define news to be, and upload them to the kaechung.news website. So if you'd like to join up with that, just go to kaechung.news and click on the participate tab and you'll find some instructions. Also, I mean, DJs can pitch projects. and go out in the field and get some funding to make news projects. And that is the money's coming from Creative Capital. Thank you, Creative Capital in New York. And I want to encourage all artists to apply for the Creative Capital grant. The deadline's next week. So a big shout out to Creative Capital. So the art fairs, there were a bunch of art fairs in LA. There was Freeze for the first time, very big, fancy art fair. I used my K-Chunk press pass to get a press pass, an all-access press pass for a Freeze, which was fantastic. And there was also the Felix. I'm going to talk about all of them. And then there was the Felix Art Fair, which was free, and that was at the Roosevelt Hotel. It was put together by Dean Valentine. And I know Ben Lee, Richie Handler at Nicodem Gallery, he did some of the social media for it, because when I messaged them on Facebook and I said, you know, can I get a press pass? He's like, it's free. So so that was good. There was the Spring Break Art Fair, which I did not get to see because on Saturday I worked on the studio and then did some other things, including going to see Derek Maddox's show, which is pretty cool. And it's still up. That's at Henry Taylor's in Chinatown. And right down the street from here, from K-Chung. And I went to Red Ling Fine Art, has a new space in Frogtown in the Tin Flat Studios in the back. And there's a group show there. And I can look up, okay, get rid of the top to my thermos. I'll look up some of their names. I was at my day job all day today. And I also stopped by the ceramic studio. And I'm pretty fried, and I gotta go back to the day job tomorrow again. So let's see who was in that group show at Erica's. So let me eat. The poodle is jealous. Juki, I wish he could talk. Juki, stop. What are you doing? Ah! Okay. Juki's now, he's got his head right next to the microphone because he knows where I am. Where else? I went to ALAC, of course, Art Los Angeles Contemporary. I believe they're in their 10th year. It's a fair put together by Tim Fleming. I believe I've gone every single year. I think one year I was traveling. I don't always get to the openings because this year I had class. Another year I think I was traveling. And Spencer, my pal, Spencer Douglas, hooked me up with that fair. He worked at the fair for a number of years. And then I was speaking with Tim at the fair this time, saying how nice it was. And it, I guess I didn't realize the distance between, you know, like Freeze, which is at Paramount in Hollywood, and Santa Monica. It's like an hour or something, you know, you think in traffic. So where is, I'm looking for the listing of the artists in Erica Redling's new space on her website, and I can't find it. Let's see, exhibitions. Sheesh. Well, you know, I'll get there. I'll find it. I don't see it there. Maybe it was on Facebook. Anyway, it was a group show. Lots of good stuff. Go see it. Tin Flats, Frogtown. Just Google Tin Flats. Google Erica Redling Fine Art. Redling Fine Art. Okay, so I'm going to talk about Freeze a little bit. I went to Freeze. I was in class. I don't think I got invited to the opening at ALAC. Let's see. No, let's back up. Okay, the first time I went out was because I had class on Wednesday night, so I couldn't go to any of the art fair openings, whichever one that was. I think it was ALAC. So I went on Valentine's Day to the Roosevelt Hotel, to the Felix Art Fair, and there were a bunch of New York galleries, and there was like, look, you know, I'm really, really fucking up today. There was like Bridget Donahue, let's see, and then LA, Susan Vailmeter, there was White Columns in New York. I think the whole was at Freeze, where they had some cool ceramics, Felix Art Fair. Let's see if I can get a list of the galleries. No, I don't gotta, you know, everything's on Facebook. Okay, Felix Art Fair, the dog is going crazy. Let's see if we can get a listing. So Felix is at the Roosevelt Hotel, and the model for it was the, you know, the first art fairs that I remember, the first art fair that I remember that I went to was a Gramercy Park art fair. And that was at the Gramercy Park Hotel in New York in 1994. And the Felix art fair was trying to get that sort of vibe, you know. And then the Gramercy Park art fair also came to LA at the Chateau Marmont. And I went to that one in 95. And I think in the late 90s, they stopped doing them. But when I lived at the Hotel 17 in New York, which was also in Gramercy Park, certainly not as fancy as the Gramercy Park Hotel. It was a, you know, cheap hotel. It was SRO, which is single room occupancy. And then it was had people, European tourists, it had people who lived in this SRO for years, like old people on fixed incomes, and club kids, and hookers. And, you know, the transients, the glamorous. So I was glamorous at that time. So I'm on the Felix art fair website, well, on Facebook, and you know, I don't see the list of galleries. This I don't know. Please help me. Help me out here. So I thought that a lot of the art looked like outsider art, but it wasn't. There was some outsider. I think I saw one. It was like there was a Suzanne Vellmater had this artist couple who went to Art Center. I looked up the show in that room because it looked like it might be outsider art, but it was not. However, white columns did have some outsider art, and it's the woman who makes the, she does the fashion drawings in color pencil, and Paige Weary, she shows at Paige Weary's gallery, Helen Ray. They had one Helen Ray piece. And I saw the thing that I did miss there. I just went around the pool, and I didn't get to go upstairs. Oh, that I was on the, that's right. Ben Lee or Hamler put me on the VIP list for that one, but it was Thursday afternoon and I couldn't get out of work soon enough to let Juki out and do all that. So I didn't go till Thursday night. And there was the lines to get to the elevator were way too, it was just too long. So I just went downstairs by the pool. Upstairs on the I guess it was the 11th floor or something like that, up at the top, there was Kenny Schachter, who I remember, his New Yorker. He was at, I think, the original Gramercy Park Art Fair, and I don't know if he was one of the people who helped put it together with... Oh, we're reaching way back. We're reaching back to New York history with, where is, boy, I tell you, you know, I'm looking for Colin DeLand and Pat Hearn. I think Pat Hearn was a part of the, I don't know if it was Colin DeLand and Pat Hearn, or if it was Pat Hearn who started the Gramercy Park Art Fair, and if Kenny Schachter was the people who started it. Anyway, so I didn't get to go to the 11th floor, so I missed Andrew Berardini curated a room or a suite or something. I missed that. I wanted to go to Rental, which is Joel Messler's gallery. I missed that. And then I didn't get to see Kenny Schachter's. But I did go downstairs on the ground floor and saw... Oh, The Box, where I ran into Nao Takahiro, talked to him, saw Liz Glynn, I said hi to Liz. So that room she was in was really crowded. I don't remember what, that might have been Christ Bench, I don't know what gallery, but there was a whole bunch of LA people hanging around in that room. But the thing is, you know, the art fairs at the hotel, it's really crowded. You have to be careful. Like, I didn't bring a backpack because I didn't want to bump into, you know, I just brought my bag that I wear that goes over my shoulder that my friend artist Mark Flores made, and it's lovely and it's good. I don't bump into any art with it. Okay, 7:32, so I think I'm gonna have to just bust through this. So after I had a drink there at the Roosevelt, when I went to the Gramercy Park Hotel Art Fair, I never would have, when I was a kid or in my 20s, I think I was 30, I never would have thought to ever have a drink at a hotel bar, which is actually pretty smart, because I had the drink there at the Roosevelt, and it cost $18. I was like, holy fuck. And then I added a tip, but it turned out there was a tip on there anyway. So it was a little glass of wine for $18. So after the fair, I felt like I really needed to, like, I mean, that's like my wine budget for the week, you know? So after the fair, I walked over to Trader Joe's on Vine from where's the Roosevelt, like Orange or something. It's near my ex-husband's house near Sycamore, but I think it's on the corner of Orange. So I walked all through Hollywood because I took the red line there. I went to Trader Joe's that I love near my gym. I go to that Trader Joe's. I bought myself like a $4 bottle of wine, and it was fantastic. So anyway, I got on the train. I went back. Wandered around downtown LA through Grand Park. There was some kind of Valentine's Day celebration, which looked kind of empty. I don't remember. It wasn't raining that day, but it was very strange because I don't know if I had missed the party. I mean, I went, I parked at the Music Center because it doesn't cost me anything. And then I walked on the train, you know, I got on the train. I went to the Roosevelt. Oh, I also saw Sarah Russin from Lace and talked to her for quite a bit. And there were a lot of European like art lovers or tourists or people speaking in different European languages. So I thought that was a kind of a fabulous, glamorous crowd. I guess it was the Frieze crowd. So I went to Frieze on Friday. It said in the invitation, don't drive your car there. Don't park there or something. But I did. I parked on Van Ness. I found a space. But I was there for the, it was a preview. It wasn't open to the public. And luckily, you hear the paper crumbling. I got there. I was able to catch. They hand out these. I like that everything's pink, you know. And it was raining, so they handed out pink umbrellas. But I brought my own umbrella, so I didn't need that. So Frieze talks. Rafa Esparza and Ron Athey. So I got to hear a little bit of Rafa and Ron speak, and that was pretty cool. I took a bunch of pictures, none of which I put on Instagram. So why did I take all those pictures? Well, maybe for my Kaechung News show. So maybe when this gets output, I'll put it on Kaechung News too. Because this is kind of like news, isn't it? Me wandering around the city on Valentine's Day, wondering if I should. Oh, I'm jumping back and forth to the back to the 14th. If I should, you know. Which guy I should message. Last year it was a disaster. I picked it out of the three, I picked the wrong one, and he was all drunk. I was in class, and I was like, meet me after class, but he's kind of a morning person, but he would call me at like 11 o'clock all drunk, like, I'm walking in your house, Margie, I love you, I'm walking in your house. I was like, Art, do not, you are drunk. Where's your bicycle? What happened to your bicycle? I don't know. He loaned his bicycle to someone. He left it at school. You know, I don't know. So I said, Art, don't come here. Go home. Be safe. Come see me on the weekend. Bring me a gift. And I never heard from him again. That was it. So, yeah. But he did leave a box of condoms at my house. I think there are condoms from the 99-cent store. They didn't really fit him anyway. He needed a Magnum. So I took the, I had bought him a little Valentine's gift, you know, I think a super bargain, super, I go there all the time, super bargain mart, super discount, super bargain. I bought him like a little bear. I don't think I got him the one that said, I love you, mommy, but maybe. Anyway, when I found out that Masood was dead, the bear became a part of Masood's shrine. So not that Masood wouldn't have wanted, I think Masood liked Art because Art rode a bicycle. Well, and he was a drunk. So anyway, no threat there. So anyway, but Art, if you're out there, I love you. I miss you. I thought you were great, even though you drank beer for breakfast. But, you know, everybody has their problems, right? Well, I met Art on the bus. I've probably talked about that before. That's a whole other story. But I've probably talked about that on Kaechung. So poof, Art disappeared. I hope he's fine. I hope he's safe. I hope he's doing well. And I wish him the best because I think he's great and I love him too. So so this year I was like, there were two guys I could message, two of them. And I was like, well, I don't know if one, I didn't know, like, what if they said no? What if this one said yes? What if, you know, and these are just guys I sleep with. It's not like we're really involved in any relationship. And what if it was bad? Or what if they, like, stood me up again? Or what if, it was good, and what if I wanted to fall in love with them? You know, it was just too freaking complicated. You know, it's easier when I was younger and just had like regular boyfriends, not like all this kind of hooking up stuff and too many of them on the phone. You know, I mean, anyway, that's another story. So I'm talking about Freeze. So, I think the other DJ is going to come in soon. So, at Freeze, I heard a little bit of Rafa's and Ron's talk, but then I had to run to go to a very nice surprise. Deaf Sound was performing with Kalal Huffman, and that was pretty cool. So, yeah, that was, I don't know how you say this. I don't know because I don't know him. I just know that's Kalal Jabadi Kalal Huffman. Anyway, I thought he was cool, so I liked the piece. He did the videos, and Def did the music, and I think they're going to be working on. Chrissy was saying they're going to be working on more videos, and I don't know if the videos maybe for Def's new album, but it was a highlight of the fair. So the fair was, there were other talks. Here's some other talks. Conversations on patronage. I don't know. Hans Ulrich Olbrist, Extra Presents, Freeze Films, Tom Sachs. There was all kinds of like experimental stuff. There were projects in the back lot. Truly Hall did something. Hannah Greeley, Corey Newkirk, Karen Davis, and my friends. My friend Sarana, I was like, oh my gosh. I've got Sarana's zine right in front of me. How to Survive American Healthcare. And she's very active in this group. I think it's called Artists for Democracy. And let's see, she made a zine about, it's funny because like, here, like, I don't even see her name on the cover, so it's not about, like, it's not about Sarana Mera, it's not about that. It's about telling people about single-payer healthcare systems. They're mainly funded through taxes to provide universal healthcare coverage through a single system. See? It's a group, yeah, here we go in the back, sarana-mera.com. Okay, www.sarana-mehra.com. So you should look at her. At this zine, which you can get on the. Oh, here we go. Artists for Democracy, A4D. So if you just look on Instagram at A4D, you should or like hashtag A4D, you should be able to find them and Sarana on there. So I still haven't read the zine yet because all I do is work. It's about the NHS in the UK. That's what she's from the UK. She grew up in the UK. Unlike almost all wealthy nations, the US does not provide universal health coverage to its citizens. The ACA or Obamacare went some way to extending health insurance coverage to millions more Americans. However, it is still largely for a for-profit system. Inefficient and extremely costly. Yeah. Oh, here she's got a quote. This is funny. Who knew healthcare could be so complicated? Guess who that's by? DT 2017. We're not going to even say his name. So back in New York when I was a dominatrix, and I didn't have very much money because I didn't work that much. I just made my art all the time, you know, and I had to go on welfare because, I don't know, I needed dental work or something. And so I was on, I think, like, Medicaid. Is that what it's called in New York? I don't know. I was on that for, like, 6 months. And, you know, I thought, wow, why don't people just join the system and pay into it or something? I mean, it seemed like it made sense to me. And I don't know. It seemed like, you know, if when you pay taxes, if you just pay some more, maybe you could buy into this system or something. So to me, that seems like a simple way to make healthcare. So so at Freeze, they were all like top galleries. Some of the galleries that were at ALAC went to Freeze, and you know, like Kordansky, let's see, Francois Gibali, he was at Freeze, and the box was at Freeze Night Gallery, and Commonwealth and Council, they didn't used to do fairs before, but now they do fairs, and they were there, and but Young wasn't, I didn't see Young there. Oh, this is a nice piece. This is a Corazon, who's been on my Kate Chung show, and her mom Eugenia P. Butler, she did this in 1993. Eugenia P. Butler invited 26 artists for a series of conversations over a meal in a hidden booth at the Art LA 93 fair. So there's a video of that, and there, that was at the box. So this is a really nice catalog from Freeze, and they also gave a flash drive with some pieces in it, with some like all about like artists. And what I was really interested, and Paul McCartney did have this big ketchup bottle, Daddy's Tomato Ketchup. There was also a premiere of Paul's movie on Friday night, but I couldn't go to that. And that was in Hollywood. Patrick Jackson, he had, this was outside in the back lot. He had some carved things, some like leaves. And anyway, so that was Freeze, top galleries, rich people, lots of good plastic surgery. I saw a lot of good plastic surgery. Once it opened up to the public later in the night, the plastic surgery wasn't as good. It didn't seem like the people were as rich or something. I don't know. It was a different crowd, but it was fine. It looked like people were having fun. I thought it was a really nice experience, and there was free water there, which I really liked. And I just thought it was really cool. Let's see who else was there. There's a whole bunch of them. You could go, and of course Dyche was there. He had Judy Chicago's stuff, and that Eggby. I mostly took pictures of ceramic works, that because they were presented in the fine art world versus ceramics, because I wanted to do talks about that versus ceramics that are presented in the crafts world, and then maybe where there's a sort of crossover, because I think that would be of interest to students. But I'm not teaching ceramics, but one day I'd like to teach ceramics, so again, which as I did many years ago, that's something I could teach. So yeah, there was a Richard Hawkins painting. I usually pick one painting that I would buy, and that would have been the Richard Hawkins painting that was at, I'm looking at, it was at the Green Naphtali booth. Oh yeah, The Pit was there, Parker Gallery. There were a whole bunch of LA artists, LA galleries there. Okay, so now I'm jamming through this. Then I went to ALAC on Sunday. Saturday, I went to Derek's show. Oh, what else did I do in the day? I think I worked in the studio or something. Yes, I did. I worked in the ceramic studio. And Derek's show at Henry Taylor Space here in Chinatown. Just go on Facebook and look for Derek Maddox, M-A-D-D-O-X, and then you can see the information about his show. It's really good. He does all this printing on toast. I thought that was kind of crazy. Then Sunday I went to Freeze. Tim Phillips, he's so nice. And so one Sunday I said to him, Tim, you know, Spencer hooked me up with this pass. And he's like, that was me. And I just laughed. I thought that was nice. I still get my pass. I go there. I love Art Los Angeles Contemporary. I meant to bring the reader with me. I haven't seen it, the ALAC reader. I didn't bring any papers from, you know, if I brought the brochure from Felix, I could have rattled off all the names of all the different galleries, but I didn't bring it. So there you go. And I was thinking Brennan Griffin. That was the other. The New York gallery. The other New York gallery that I. That's where I saw Nao Takahiro. I was talking to him. And so ALAC. My favorite part. Two things at ALAC that were my favorite. I'm gonna look at my. There was across from Paris Projects. It was a Berlin gallery that had this furniture that was pink. And I can't remember what this was. It like functional gallery. Okay, I'm gonna go look at my phone really quickly. So I'm looking for it. Okay, first, okay, I found this one first. This guy had it with this foot fetish. I show this to everyone. Here's a picture. He's a picture of like a hairy leg with like those fake nails on his toenails. It's very crazy. And he would like paint with his feet. Emilio Bianchique. Emilio Bianchique. And I don't know if that was it sounds like that's the guy's name, right? Not the gallery name, but maybe it's his. It was a woman in the gallery, but it was pretty cool. Emilio Bianchique. It was the craziest one. All this nails and foot fetish stuff. And I took pictures of ceramics because I feel like that's something I could share with people. So there's this furniture that looks kind of like sort of looks a lot of it looks sort of like cock and balls and but and bodies and body parts and it's and it's it is where's the artist's name the oh it's a functional art gallery. It's in Berlin and the artist is called Anna Jensen, and this is my favorite. It's like carved foam with resin over it. And then at the at Odd Arc, they show this ceramic artist I like who I've seen at the Craft and Art Museum, Brian Rochefort. It's all these crazy glazes on these stoneware pots and cups. And they're not that big, like 10 by 10.5 inches, but the glazes on them are crazy and they crackle and they ooze and they drip. And there are a lot of ceramics there. So, but what was I going to buy? Oh, I would buy that furniture. That's what I would definitely buy. That is what I would definitely buy. Now I'm looking at Derek's show. Make. What's in there? It's toast. It looks like an Aunt Jemima in there. Is that supposed to be Trump? I can't see. Make propaganda. I don't know. You got his show was good. Derek and I went to school together. It was nice to see so many CalArts people there. Let's see. We're out of stock. African Pride. Please ask residents if they would like another. This, I can't read the last word. But he does these collages. And then he also does these prints on toast. And there was, hold on. Yikes, photos, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? Anyway, oh, there's an, he's got, here's an American flag. There's some like African sculpture, some toast. Sandy Warhol, who's that? Hold on, I'm looking at a chair. I wanted to take all these pictures to post. I'm like very like later-later-gram. Later-later-later-gram, that's me. Baby nipples, Tukey. Okay, where are we? All right, so that was, boy, I guess I got through all the fairs. I missed the Spring Break Fair. There was one called Spring Break. There was another one called Super Fine, and I missed those. I think it's great. It's fantastic that all these fairs happened in LA. It was crazy that it rained. That was definitely like not expected, I'm sure, the rain. But you know, I mean, people go to freeze in New York, right? And in Europe and, you know, places where it rains, right? So there you go. It rained in LA. But you know, I remember going to ALAC a number of years where it rained, and that's just, you know, I guess I'm an old person talking about the weather. Okay, so I think I should, usually the other DJ's here. I'll go on for another couple of minutes. Let's see. I've got the big newspaper, Freeze Week, Los Angeles 2019, Fair Guide, Key Galleries, City Listings, Artists You Know. Well, you know what? I didn't even open that up. So let's see. I just opened up to a page. That's just, okay. I'm going to see if I can open up to a page of something that's kind of interesting. So far, I've opened a couple of pages. This one looks more interesting than the last. So who is that artist? Well, you know, it's for people, like things for people to do in between, as if they couldn't. Oh, here's about Dr. Joy. Now, I don't know who she is, but a radiologist at Kaiser Permanente, V. Joy Simmons, MD, has been living in Los Angeles for over 50 years and began collecting art while in medical school. Well, she's beautiful. I don't know, 50. I'm 55. I don't know how old she is, but she doesn't look very old to me. So, a committed supporter of African-American artists, although she does have an Andy Warhol portrait of Queen Natomi of Swaziland, she is a passionate advocate of arts patronage and civic engagement. For Freeze Week, Dr. Simmons gives a glimpse of her collection in her Ladera Heights home and shared her years of insight. So she has, this is a good article. I would read that. Who is this? Ooh, a meeting place. A new partnership celebrates the intertwining of art and fashion. I don't know. That's some pasty looking white guy. Here's another white guy. Oh, that's because it's more fashion. Comme des Garçons. I really want the Comme des Garçons platform Nikes. So, anyone want to buy them for me? Charles White, a retrospective. I'd like to see that show. Oh, it's up till June at WACMA. So, I used to have a membership to WACMA, but I don't anymore. What's this? Okay, you hear the papers open? What's this? Yep, Freeze, Los Angeles. Well, Freeze is done. Something in here about Chris Krause, the legendary author of I Love Dick. Yeah, poor Dick Hebdige. If someone wrote a book like that about me, I don't know. I don't know if I will like that. Me, I probably like it because I like crazy things, but I don't know if I want to be stalked. I was only stalked by Brian for a couple of months. I couldn't imagine to be stalked and have someone make a book about you. So I thought that I had another thing to open up, but it wasn't. It's something somebody left here at K-Trung. Offsides, a screenplay. Logline, a group of underprivileged friends discover an unlikely source to fund their attempt at club soccer. It's like an LA movie. I guess someone's trying to get funded. So, but that's not my show. That's somebody else's show. So, takeaway from the art fair is that it's good to have art fairs here. I think that artists I think it's really good to go and look and see like all the different art that's out there, you know. And one way you can get passes to these fairs is with if you're a K-Chung news correspondent. I'm going to go to the Broad for the next show. I've been to the Broad for numerous shows with my K-Chung press pass. And I do try and talk about the shows or write about the shows or promote them, except that, you know, I can only really promote them to artists. I don't know so many rich people. But, you know, I would like to know more rich people, but I just don't really know so many rich people right now. So that is why I can just promote it to the artists. But, you know, the thing about Freeze, that was cool. And, you know, that they do these other events from people who are doing some really cool things, like Ron Athey and Rafa Esparza, who are both performance artists who work with Ritual. And they also work with different people. They always engage other people in their work too, and other members of the community. And it was really cool to see Daph there. And what else was I gonna say? I don't know. Oh, ALAC had stuff too. They always have stuff. They have talks, readings. I didn't bring the program. They had I could log in with my VIP account, but I'm here looking at 20 tabs that are open on my computer. Rye Rockland was doing something, but I missed it. You know, I just wake up late, work in the studio late, wake up late. I got to ALAC, I don't know, 3 in the afternoon, 2:30 in the afternoon. That's what I did. Then I wandered over to, I'm looking for SoundCloud. Then I went over to my friends, Mark Flores, they said, Who Made the Bag, and William E. Jones. They had a show at this space called, on the space on Washington Boulevard called, I don't know, Never Enough, Never, Can't Get Enough, that funky stuff, can't. I forget what the space is called, Never 2000, Never Say Never. I'm going to have to look. I'll have to look at Instagram. It's the only way I can remember anything. Oh, look at that. I didn't put the name of the show. I didn't put the name of the space. It's an artist studio. Artist studio on Washington Boulevard. You know, I'm trying to give a shout out to the venue, but I can't remember the name of it. So there you go. Next time I will. But it was a show where Mark had a sculpture with some paint, with paintings. Like, he makes these really cool sculptures that are like a hybrid of sculpture and painting. And then he, and then Bill had his porno collages, which are pretty cool. Very, very cool. Porno collages. Oh, I didn't talk about the Hilma Off Klimt. I went to that show in New York. So I'm going to go back. I'm going to sign out. Where are we? Let's see. Let's see if I can look this up. Okay, I found it. Nothing Special. That's what the place is called. 4620 West Jefferson Boulevard. It's a series of artist studios. And then they have a little exhibition space, a little alternative space, which is very cool. And let's see, I'm going to sign off now. I don't know where the next DJ is, but I better get out of here just in case. I'm going to go out with a song of 204-April 23rd. Well, we'll see if I like it. Not sure if I like that one. This is from Vina Virago's Music for Porn Film. I really am overdue to make some more music. It's been like 10 years. And that's so crazy. It's so lame. But, you know, if I have a reason to make the music, I make it, or if I have a deadline or the time or something. So I don't remember what line we're on. I think we're on line 2. Margie.la. Let's see. Oh, yeah. This was the song. I thought it was... Did I make this? I think I made this music. Yeah, this is a Vina. I thought it was like, when I look at this, I think this is from the movie Silver Lake Scenesters. And I'm laughing and say, did they make this music? Yes, it's my cassette, Vina Virago's Music for Porn Film, available at babyhans.com. But I made this slow scene for the like cheesy, I made this kind of cheesy lesbian scene where these two women are, they're like in the room, and it's shot in Bliss's apartment that's got like psychedelic swirls everywhere and like purple and blue, and they're like kissing and they're lovey-dovey. It's like lesbian porn for dudes. And then what happens? The boyfriend comes in and he sees them and he joins in. So this is the part. There's a part where it's probably gonna get hard. It's gonna get hard, like when they're fucking. So that hasn't happened yet. So just thanks for tuning in, Margie.la. It's a whirlwind on a Friday night, and I need some sleep, people. Peace. KateChungRadio.org, Margie.la. Until next time, I love you. We'll be right back.